Journey to the Fairy Realm Meditation. Find a time and a place where and when you will not be disturbed. Lie down with your spine straight and with a pillow tucked under your knees for support. Lay your arms out beside you with palms up and close your eyes. Take three deep nourishing breaths all the way down into your belly and release each breath slowly. On the next breath, breathe in a violet purple and visualize this purple light traveling up to your third eye chakra and expanding the energy. Take another deep breath, breathing in purple, and on your out breath tone, for a count of eight. Your third eye chakra, the chakra of knowing and sight, will now be open and harmonized. Let your breathing return to normal. And now in your mind's eye, when you open your eyes, you are standing at the foot of an enchanted forest. You can hear the soft rustle of the ancient trees. You can smell the delicious, fresh yet musty smell of this old forest. You can hear the twittering of birds and the rustling of small animals. This forest is mysterious, exciting, and inviting. You know there is nothing to fear here. You step onto the forest path and enter. As you enter, it becomes dark, yet there is a soft glow in the air. It feels magical. As you walk along, you notice the enormous trees. They are as wide as a house and as tall as the eye can see. They whisper to each other, and you feel comforted by this. There are butterflies dancing in the gentle breeze and little animals scuttling in and out of the underbrush. The path twists and it turns. It rises up and it goes down gentle little hills. Eventually you come to a beautiful clearing. There is green lush grass and wild flowers of every colour. There is a small stream running to one side. You see that the sun is gently shining on a huge old tree stump and you go closer to investigate. As you do, you notice that it is covered in beautiful green moss and there are little pockets here and there, almost like little doorways. You think to yourself that surely fairies live here. You step a little closer and touch the stump. As you do, you trip, but instead of crashing into the stump, you fall into it. Down, down, down you go, and somehow you are not afraid. Down, down, down. After what seems like a long time, you land with a soft thump on a cluster of moss and look around you. You have entered the realm of the fairy. Everything seems magical. The colours are so vivid. The air is the freshest you have ever tasted. There are trees and flowers everywhere you look, and they all seem so alive, as if they could talk. The air shimmers as if glitter floats in the light breeze. Get up and slowly and very carefully begin to look around. There are rolling green hills as far as the eye can see, bubbling streams, trees that extend up into the sky, and magical little pools from which small creatures jump out. You begin to see things out the corner of your eye. But as soon as you turn to look, they disappear. You feel no fear, only curiosity. You walk over to an enormous tree and reach out to touch it, to connect in total awe of its majesty. Before your hand reaches it, a figure steps out from behind the tree and smiles at you. This person looks human, but a little odd, a little different. He has long dark hair, the greenest eyes you have ever seen, and dazzling white teeth. He has pointy ears and is wearing green clothes that look like they are made from leaves and plants. You realize he is of the fairy. You timidly greet him. He greets you in return and asks what realm you are from. When you tell him the human one, he looks troubled for a split second before looking at you and then into your heart. He tells you his name is Gwyn. And as your heart is pure, you may stay for a while. You walk together for a while and you have the opportunity to ask him about things of the other world that you have always wanted to know. All too soon, he says it is time for you to return. He walks you back to the mossy pillow you landed on and asks you if you bought him a gift. You give him one with a grateful heart. He bids you farewell and tells you that you may visit again. He then places his hand on the trunk of a nearby tree, and suddenly you are flying up, 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 up. Before you know it, you are landing on the soft grass surrounding the tree trunk. You begin to walk back along the forest path, feeling light, vibrant, and touched by the magic of the fairy. You walk up the path and down the path. You walk along the twists and turns, noticing everything. Every leaf on every tree, every petal on every flower. Everything now seems more alive and holds unlimited magic in it. Eventually, you reach the entrance to the forest and walk out into the open, into the sun. As you do, you take a few deep breaths, and on the third one, you come back into your own body and into the realm of the human race once more. Welcome back, and blessed be.